stories ever told. Men, women, and children learn the good of the Bible by reading and listening to the exciting stories of God's people in their lives. This tape tells one of those stories. All scripture references are taken from the King James Version. Please listen, and then go to your Bible and read the story again to learn more as God speaks to you from His written word. Bible call tape number 751, Jesus Builds His Church, found in Matthew chapter 16 and Acts chapter 2.
When Jesus came to Caesarea, He asked the apostles, "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" Some thought He was John the Baptist, some Elias, some Jeremiah. Others thought He was one of the prophets. Then Jesus asked them, "But who do you say I am?" One of the apostles was usually quick to answer. He was the one to say he would never leave Jesus, but later he did. This apostle was Simon Peter. To the question Jesus had asked, Peter said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus was pleased with his answer. Because of the statement Peter had just made, Jesus told the apostles He was going to do something that He had never told them before. What Peter said was surely true. Jesus was the Son of the living God. Not everyone believed He was. Jesus said, "Thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build My church." The rock Jesus was talking about was the fact that Peter had said Jesus was God's Son. Notice, Jesus said He would only build one church, My church. No other church can be pleasing to Him. No other church belongs to Him. Churches started and built by men do not belong to the Lord. We must please Him in everything. When we buy something and pay for it, we can say it is ours. Jesus bought and paid for the church. Jesus Christ paid for the church with His blood. This is why the church belongs to Christ. It is right to say, Church of Christ. Nothing ever cost as much as the church did. Peter preached the first gospel sermon on the day of Pentecost in the year A.D. 33. This was the beginning of the church. About 3,000 were baptized that day. In Acts 2, verse 47, we read, "The Lord adds to the church daily such as should be saved." Before being added to the church, we must hear the gospel. Believe the gospel we hear. Repent of our sins. Turn away from them. Stop doing them. Confess the name of Christ and be baptized for the remission of our sins. We will then be added to the church by the Lord. In the church, we are to do right, keep God's commandments, be faithful as long as we live. If we do, we will have a home in heaven with Jesus that He has gone to prepare for us.